Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were in fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it into my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
They just did not understand. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You are a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things." To the Pharisees, Jesus said, "For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." And St. John tells us they did not understand. Later, they accused Jesus of being born of sexual immorality of the Virgin Mary. And he said, "Why do you not understand?" Again, he said, "I am the good shepherd, and I call my own sheep by name and lead them." And again, St. John says, they did not understand. He called himself the Son of God, and they picked up stones to stone him because they did not understand who he was. He rode through Jerusalem on a donkey, and they sang, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And again, John tells us his disciples did not understand these things at first. And when he washed Peter's feet, Jesus said, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Even on the morning of the resurrection, Peter and John ran to the tomb and they found it empty. And John tells us, "For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead." How about us? Do we understand? Do we understand what the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ really accomplished? Do we understand what Jesus is doing when he's sending his disciples? What's he sending them to do? Do we understand what the Christian faith is? Jesus' appearance to his disciples on Easter evening, and then again a week later with Thomas, brings clarity to the questions and to the question of who Jesus is and what the Christian faith is, so that we may understand and believe and have life in his name. There is no peace in sin. You know this. Sin brings warfare and violence. It brings upheaval and calamity to this world. Sin tears apart countries. It tears apart even our families and friendships. Not only in the world, but in our own lives, in our own soul, we are at war within ourselves. St. James writes, "What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you?" And this is the war of a lost and condemned creature in sin with no peace. But most of all, our own sin makes us enemies with God. We are at war with God, and war separates us from God forever. No matter how violent, no matter how secret, and no one knows, they cause us to be driven out of Eden, our sins. Or as we have learned it, we are blind, we are dead, and we are enemies of God. Now, our Lord does not take that too lightly. He came to bear the full load and weight of our sin upon himself. While the disciples ran and denied and deserted Jesus, he died for them. He died for you. That Easter night, the disciples were locked behind their guilt and fear and sins. They may not have understood how devastating their warfare with God really was. But Jesus had laid down his life for his friends, and he had just taken it up again. And then Jesus, who just rose from the dead that Easter morning, appeared to his disciples that first Easter night. And he who defeated the darkness of sin and death speaks those marvelous words of forgiveness and reconciliation into their ears. Peace be with you. This was not just peace between his friends who ran out on him a couple days ago. This was their peace with God. The warfare is over. Satan is defeated. Their sin is forgiven. Their soul is at rest because they are now in Christ. Now we understand. Christ died and rose to reconcile us to the Father, to give us eternal peace, where we may live with God forever, which is our gift even now. So 3 years ago from this text, Jesus called these disciples to follow him. For 3 years he preached to them. He taught them, he formed them, he trained them, he sent them out on vicarage two by two. He put his words into their ears and into their souls. And now tonight in our text is call night. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. He ordained them with his breath, and he gave them these orders. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. These eyewitnesses of Christ were sent out as chief pastors to do what God commands all pastors to do, to preach the word and to forgive sin. and giving peace and reconciliation to troubled and sinful souls like ours. Proclaiming Christ and saying, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when your pastor announces those words to you, you are forgiven. Pastors today are not apostles, but they are shepherds. And they are proclaimers of the word as pastors of the one holy Christian and apostolic church. Pastors in Christ's church, which is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. Pastors who devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, that is, the word of God, through which the Holy Spirit creates and sustains and nourishes saving faith in each and every one of us, which gives peace and reconciliation between God and us. The call service at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, just this Tuesday, and Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, just this Wednesday, issuing calls by God through the local congregation to men examined and qualified by the church through their seminaries, calling 79 new pastors into the holy ministry in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. These call services are not pomp and in the invention of the LCMS. They are not merely tradition or the way we've always done it. This is not an archaic practice on its way out to die. This was doing John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23. Sending men into the holy ministry as the Father sent the Christ. Sending men into the holy ministry breathed on by the Holy Spirit. Sending men into the holy ministry with the highest and most important work in this fallen world, to preach Christ and to forgive sin in the name of Jesus, to wash God's people with Christ in holy baptism, and to feed God's people with Christ in his body and blood, to give peace to troubled consciences in sin and guilt and death, to speak to the penitent in all of his trials and suffering, and with these words is the peace and the comfort and the forgiveness of Christ Jesus. Now we understand that we may obtain saving faith, the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted by Christ to the apostles and even to our pastors today, to speak peace and forgiveness into our ears and into our soul. As your pastor shows you the nail marks of Christ for your salvation, as your pastor welcomes you to the Lord's table and invites you to place your hand into his side as he feeds you the bread of life, St. Luke records these words about what happened on Easter night. He says, "Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations.'" Near the end of his gospel, St. John writes these words, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." Amen.